On March 1st, 1987, the E30 M3 was homologated for Group A racing. Among the required 2,500 M3s built in Munich were 45 destined for motorsport. They were fitted with a cage that tripled the chassis rigidity, plus a Kevlar seat and fuel cell. The rest of the parts and motorsport kit included adjustable suspension, aluminum strut housings, center lock wheel hubs, metal chassis bushings, and large brake rotors with four-piston calipers. With forged high-compression pistons, Motorsport's S14 engine made nearly 290 horsepower in its 1987 incarnation, and the M3 won the European Championship, the World Touring Car Championship, and the DTM title. A heck of a start, but racing demands development. Thanks to the evolution upgrades on the road-going M3, Motorsport homologated a new suite of parts for 1989, all of which are on the M3 seen here, along with a 2.5-liter engine and adjustable spoilers homologated for 1990, when it was campaigned by Team Bagazzi in the DTM for the British driver Steve Soper. Then 38 years old, Soper had joined the BMW factory squad in 1989, racing to a pair of DTM wins at the Nürburgring and fifth overall for the season. He persuaded Motorsport boss Karl-Heinz Kaufbell to bring Tim Bigazzi into the factory orbit. "Their whole attitude was the way Italians go racing," he said. "Have the best cars and equipment you can, but have fun too." The 11-weekend, 22-race DTM season opened at Zolder, where Soper followed a strong second place with a DNF. At Hockenheim, another second was followed by a crash, but Soper won both races at the Nürburgring to contend for the title. Next was Berlin's high-speed Avis track, where the S14 saw over 11,000 RPM on the straights. Even with a 6-speed gearbox and covered wheels to minimize drag, Soper finished just 14th and 8th. This M3 was retired from action, but now it's part of the BMW Classic Collection. Soper ended the 1990 season fourth overall behind Hans Stuck in the factory Audi V8 Quattro, Johnny Sicato in an M3, and Kurt Thiem in a Mercedes 190. In a 10-year career with motorsport, Soper drove everything from a 318i touring car to the V12 LM, in which he finished fourth at Le Mans in 1999 alongside Bill Oberlin.